Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a very special guest for you today, the executive director of the 5-in-2 Ministries, Ward Draper. His organization advocates and helps the homeless community in the city of Abbotsford. Thank you for joining us. I got the great privilege to be joined by Ward Draper, the executive director of the 5-in-2 Ministries here in Abbotsford that take care of the homeless community. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Ward, if you can give a bit of an update to our listeners. I know we've had an interview with you last year. So if you can give a bit of an update to our listeners, that would be great.
Well, I guess the updates would be that we've expanded services, of course. We now operate our shelter 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for people 55 plus. We have 15 beds currently, so that's expanded quite a bit. I guess the updates in general, though, is that the situation for homelessness in Abbotsford is just continually getting worse. We're now pushing over 500 people on the street, and there's really not much in the way of any real hopeful outcomes in the near future. For folks, they've got to kind of just live with the fact that this is going to be their lot in life for the next little while because of the lack of services, the lack of housing, and our systems, our programs, our agencies are beyond capacity, well beyond capacity.
What kind of role does the municipal government need to play to help the homeless community?
That's a tough question. I mean, they've got to be more. It would be nice if they were more creative in how they engage the problems. I think they'd also need to do a better job of getting out of the way more often with some stuff. But I think a big part of it would be also is the advocacy for the other different levels of government with provincial and federal, much stronger advocacy there. I mean, they're doing some stuff already, but more is definitely needed. But also getting creative at the municipal level by looking at how bylaws are handled or zoning is handled and thinking outside the box and engaging people with lived experience or living experience and with the agencies who are on the front lines and really taking what they say and running with that more often than they do.
Just recently, like a couple of weeks ago, the provincial government changed its drug policies, allowing some drugs to be carried legally and not be arrested. Would that have an impact on your work?
Not too much. I think it's just going to me, in some ways, it's almost like it's lowering the bar because it's like they're not trying to get the supports, the stuff to move people forward. I think there's a great benefit in some of these programs, these ideas, but we also need the other tools, more of the other tools. So housing, treatment, detox, support services, and that's not really forthcoming.
As you know, being an advocate that works with this community on a regular basis, mental health is a big concern. Is the government of any level, municipal, federal, or provincial, putting more resources into that to help groups like you?
I don't think there's enough. We're not keeping pace. We're usually about 10 years behind, right? And with COVID and the extra stressors that's put on communities, the increase of homelessness because of COVID, because people being evicted, not having work, blah, 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 list is endless. Our government programming, our government funding at all level just is not anywhere near the level it could be or it should be to get us out of this current nosedive that we are in.
You would just mention COVID. And when I interviewed you last year, we were right in the middle of COVID, and you were talking about the impact that was having on your work on a daily basis. Do you see a difference? Do you see the loosening of COVID restrictions now starting to help you a little bit?
Oh yeah, it's definitely improved things, primarily with people not being stuck inside. They're able to reconnect with people, and which of course is helping with their mental health, being able to access more food programs and stuff with less restrictions is definitely beneficial. So yes, there has been some improvements with the restrictions going away, mostly on the end of mental health, right? Like allowing people to actually finally interact with less fear, which I think is going to have a lot of significant benefits overall.